drivers will be asked to pay more at the gas pump starting in July. Ohio lawmakers voted to raise the tax on gas by 10.5 cents, making the state tax total 38.5 cents a gallon. The deal with the House and Senate also included a 19-cent increase to the diesel fuel tax. These hikes are projected to generate about $865 million a year in revenue for Ohio's infrastructure. About $524 million of that pot will go towards the state, while the rest will be divvied up among Ohio's local governments. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder says, after weeks of debate on the issue, they think this strikes the right balance.
The state made a case that between $500 and $550 million was what they needed in the first year, and this reached that goal, and it provided a lot of critical money needed by the locals as well. So yes, I was pleased with this.
Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff, who was apprehensive at raising the gas tax from the start, said the final version of the bill makes sure the state can still maintain its roadways.
Improving our roads, improving our bridges, fixing problems that we see throughout Ohio, and making Ohio as strong as it can be while taking exactly what we need and preserving the taxpayers' ability to pay their bills before they pay the government's.
Governor Mike DeWine first proposed an 18-cent increase to the gas tax, saying this would help bridge an expanding budget gap in the Ohio Department of Transportation's construction funds. ODOT said it needed to generate an average of $1 billion annually over the course of 10 years. DeWine believes the legislature's increase will work for the state for now.
The real difference is not in the first year or the second year. The real difference you see between how we approach this is I was trying to get a fix for 10 years. Look, that may have been overly ambitious to try to do that. We've got a fix for a few years.
Householder agrees that this might only help carry Ohio's construction costs for a few years. But he highlighted a study commission created in the bill that will be required to take an in-depth look at the state's driving habits and fuel use. The group can determine if a gas tax will still be the best indicator of construction costs and if developments in new technology might lead to changes.
To find out what Ohio is going to look like down the road and how are we going to pay for our roads and pay for our infrastructure moving forward and making certain that Ohio maintains their place as a leader in transportation in this country.
The battle over increasing the gas tax reached a stalemate in conference committee. This is when members of the House and Senate must come to an agreement on the changes made to the bill. The House originally had a hike of 10.7 cents, and the Senate put the gas tax increase at 6 cents. At one point, Householder said the House had a deal with DeWine at 11 cents and blamed the Senate for holding out. Republican Senator Matt Dolan said fighting to bring that 11 cents down half a cent meant keeping about $33 million in the taxpayers' pockets.
And so while sometimes it felt like the Senate was against the world, that was always our mission. Fill the need, protect the taxpayers.
The transportation budget put $70 million towards public transportation. It also got rid of the state's two license plate rule. Starting in 2020, a vehicle will only be required to display one license plate. DeWine has the power to line item veto provisions of the bill. He said it's a possibility, but wants more time to read over the legislation first. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.